Here's the podcast, episode number 4, the podcast of Sunday, September 2nd, I think it is. Today, we're going to be talking about, what do we have on the agenda today?
Yeah.
Brain Age. Relax, it's just a little bit of blood because you accidentally stabbed yourself with a giant sword over in the corner there. We're going to be talking about Animal Crossing, we're going to be talking about Brain Age, we're going to be talking about Mario and zombies and lots of other things. But first, we'll talk about what we played. Did anybody play anything we're talking about over the last... We did the last podcast on Wednesday, so over the last...
Tuesday.
Or whatever.
I have not, no.
No, not Another? Really.
Really? You haven't played anything?
Phoenix Wright.
How far are you in that?
I'm on the third case.
I suppose I could go back and talk about a game that I played for a little bit, Donkey Kong Country 3. Like, it maybe a
Sounds like
it's
Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought that was
Donkey Kong Country. How do you feel about that game?
It is definitely worse than its predecessors, and should not really be considered.
How's the story?
It's also not as good, even though, I mean, it's the exact
same. Does it have a story?
Yeah.
It's like someone steals their bananas, and then they all go bananas. Oh, it's so clever. It's how all of them are. It's like a...
Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
I've always hated that song. Like... Oh, no, that's not that. You're singing Fergalicious.
Yeah,
you thought you were singing the Donkey Kong song. And you're singing Fergalicious. How's the Donkey Kong song go? TK
Donkey Kong.
No, I've always hated that song too. I like never.
Always loved that song.
Never liked it.
It just sounds like the Donkey Kong song.
Yep, ripped off Donkey Kong song. Donkey Kong song came first
in the 2000 or in 64, whatever it was.
Really, that's what it was from.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong 64. You know,
that's the
that
only
game.
Donkey Kong game I've ever played.
Right, I did. That game I'm fine with. So you played that. You played Phoenix Wright. Anything else you guys want to talk about? All right. I played, actually, my favorite game I've played over the last week is Super Smash Bros., the hacked version.
Yeah.
That I played at Metacon, which I'll also talk about later more, because I'm definitely going to have to say
what
that. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. But I do want to just say Metacon's really fun, and I'll tell you more about it later, but I have to say that just because they were nice enough to let me go there for free. So, Jack, did you think it was really fun too?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, see? Everyone who goes thinks it's really fun. We'll drag you to the next convention that's in town.
Okay.
But if you're in the Minneapolis area, Metacon is fun. I played there. There was the video gaming room there. I played Super Smash Bros., but it was Brawl, and it was like the hacked version, so they have all the silly skins and like new stages. So the new stages were like... Someone clicked PictoChat, which made everyone angry,
yeah.
But it wasn't... It thankfully wasn't PictoChat. It was like a... Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So he clicked it and made everyone angry, but it wasn't PictoChat, it turned out. It was Monster Hunter Tri. So
yeah.
I don't know how much you've played, but there's a mission that only comes like once a month, and you have to go online like the special day that it comes. And it's like you just fight this giant monster on a boat with like cannons, and you have to like kill it and stuff. And so it's on that boat. There's a Brawl stage that we played on. But the great part about it was that there were all these characters that you could play as, like Deadpool and like Batman and...
Speaking of which, my dog is wearing a Batman shirt.
Yes, he is. And Shadow the Hedgehog. And
Ronald
McDonald. And,
really?
Vegeta. Yeah, someone reskinned Captain Falcon as Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
So whenever, he would win, Ronald would do, the Captain Falcon thing and be standing like this in the background. It was really hilarious. Or, Vegeta.
Would they say the
Goku,
the Captain Falcon?
You would just say, winner is, and I wouldn't say anything.
No, the noises. Like Falcon.
I think so. Some of them they redid certain sounds or certain things. Like they did Ezio, the guy from Assassin's Creed. They reskinned Link, and they had his bow be like all weird looking, you know, instead of regular Link. But that was very, very entertaining to watch people play as. I feel like there was a professional wrestler in there somewhere, that just also made me laugh. Anyway, it was just really hilarious. Like,
John Cena.
No, it wasn't John Cena. It was John Cena. But I didn't realize how entertaining the hacks were. And I don't know how easy it is. I don't think I'd have the patience to do it myself. But it was really fun. I had a lot of fun. That's really, I think that's the only game I played. I didn't even play like Beat Mania or DDR.
I kind of wanted to play around the DDR just because you said the theme song from Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah, well, it had different lyrics, sort of. Like, some of the lyrics were different. It was a little bit slower, but it was the exact same tune.
Or it was like a remix, yeah, probably.
Maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, so there were lots of games, people playing Mario Kart, and there was always one guy in the corner playing Black Ops by himself. And it was a different guy every time. It wasn't just one guy. It wasn't like Lounge Kid, but, yeah, it was fun, so. And I think that's the only game I played there. They had games for sale that were all really overpriced. They had a Game Boy Micro that I was tempted to buy because those things are really cool. But I didn't, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now thinking about it, they are pretty cool, honestly.
No, have you ever touched one?
Yeah, I've played one before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's like cool to me as the SP almost.
Like, I mean, yeah, but, you know, two different kinds of cool. One's like, you know, kind of a footnote.
And no, like, I would actually enjoy having the Micro as much as I would the SP.
Oh,
like,
for utility purposes. You know,
but what's bad about the Micro? It's got much better LNR buttons.
Yeah.
The LNR buttons are very nice.
The buttons are very nice. It's just, you know,
backlit screen. It's nice and compact.
It's very compact. It's too compact.
I don't know
it's
about
not,
that.
Yeah.
DS cartridges are too compact. The Game Boy Micro is like, it's like the size of a Popsicle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying.
I really enjoy how it looks.
I'd rather have an SP. SPs
maybe,
are really cool.
Maybe. If they had an SP, I might have bought one. Anyway, well, I don't have any Game Boy Advance games, so it would just be nonsense. They did have a bargain bin of, like, Game Boy games and stuff, and I found something called, like, Yoshi's Banana or something, or, like, Yoshi's Cookie. And I don't know what it was, but it was just a game called, like, Yoshi's Cookie. I think it's, like, a puzzle game, probably. Someone else probably knows more about it. I'm not going to right now.
There was nice 8-bit artwork, like...
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Those, like, magnet bead things.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Larger ones.
And were there any good cosplays that are worth mentioning?
Slenderman?
Well, yeah, Slenderman. And
there was a guy who was just walking around by himself for hours at a time.
He was tall, too.
He was just a tall guy.
Really
probably
tall.
6'5".
He was tall. He was at least 3 inches taller than me, yeah. He was very scary. It was a good cosplay.
Yep.
Nintendo ones, there were a few Marios. You were Mario, vaguely. You were a vague representation of Mario for a little bit.
Did Aisha dress up?
She was Pokemon Trainer Girl.
Red.
Pokemon.
She didn't finish the cosplay. She gave up or something. Yeah, you can answer. Just go in the other room. Don't let him. I don't want to hear his voice. So, that's all we played. Now, news, vague news. That there's some stuff that's worth talking about that might be good discussion, some stuff that won't. But first, I want to mention that this game company called Double Fine, who made such games as, I'm very hesitant to say because I think I'm wrong, but am I wrong? No, I'm not. So they made, like, Psychonauts, Grim Fandango.
Oh, really good games.
No, yeah, like very good
games. Didn't LucasArts make Grim Fandango?
Yep, they work close with LucasArts.
Okay.
It's this guy named Tim Schafer who's online.
Yeah,
I think
Tim
they
Schafer.
Did that,
yeah.
They did that game, the, like, metal game.
Brutal
Legends.
Something, yeah.
Brutal Legends.
Yeah.
I think they did that, and they did Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster.
The NES one?
No, the Kinect one that we played at E3, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wow, that's weird they did that.
No, yeah, Schafer's a good guy.
So, anyway, they're working on a game called The Cave, which is, I believe it's side-scrolling. Oh, is it? Great. No, oh yeah, platform adventure. So, it borrows a lot of concepts from that really great game that a lot of people know about, Maniac Mansion. I don't know if any of you know about that. It was an old 1987 NES game. But it's coming to Wii U, which is good. It's a download, it's a digital download title. It was announced for Wii U. Now, here's the thing. Here's my quarrel with this. It's that same thing, that same feeling I get when they said Assassin's Creed 3 is coming to Wii U, right? Because Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out at the same time on 360, PS3, and Wii U, right? But it gives me the same feeling to hear about that coming out as hearing about Mass Effect 3 coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. And this is kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, but it's coming out on other systems, so why do it? Well, you know what I mean?
It's not like special.
It doesn't feel like it contributes to the Wii U launch lineup as like a, how, like if I was to grade it.
Yep.
I don't feel like I could include this, even though I could, because people include third-party stuff that is multi-platform all the time for launches. And if you do, the Wii U is going to have a very good launch, but I just feel like that doesn't really count.
That's, of course, not counting that apparently the Wii U version of Assassin's Creed Trey is actually...
It's the best-looking.
Yeah.
And anyway, so The Cave's coming out to the Wii U, and it sort of bugs me because I feel like I can't necessarily grade the Wii U's launch based on that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know if that's fair or if you disagree or agree. But that's kind of the thing, is if someone said, like, how would you rate the Wii U's launch? Like, what are great launch games? you know, just because I'm a fanboy and I want people to like it more, I'd be like, ooh, Assassin's Creed and Mass Effect. But honestly, the only ones I think count are things like Pikmin and Mario and
Zombie.
Zombie U and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo Land.
Exclusives.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how the other launches for like PS3 have been, but it just...
I completely agree because...
So that's just my... I don't know.
Well, other systems, it doesn't need to be exclusive.
There's something weird about seeing so much like multi-platform stuff, because Nintendo consoles have almost always been like... There weren't really ports between other things.
I mean, there was like Mortal Kombat with like on the Genesis, and of course, like there were also differences. Like some people thought the Genesis version was better, or whatever, or maybe it was, but I forget.
And yeah, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about not being exclusive that makes me just not care.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is weird because it's not like it's any worse of a game. Like Assassin's Creed 3 looks great. I'll probably buy it, or I'll bug Ubisoft.
There were 1812.
Yes, there were. Yeah, right. So that is that. I do want to look at this, because this also is another thing that worries me, because I hate change of everything. The Zombie U, there's new details about it, and they're looking at these things called notifications, which are those in-game things that say, like, your friend just died, would you like to, like... Because it's not, you don't join their game, their zombie comes to your game,
yeah.
And you can kill it and take their stuff if you want. And this goes back to the same, like, achievement thing. Because they're sort of like in-game achievements, but they don't know if that's part of the bigger deal. So this is Ubisoft's biggest Nintendo project, I think. There's more than 100 people working on it. There's 120 people working on it. And there will be... It's not purely survival horror, because there will be other people in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not pure in that sense, but...
There's 4 NPCs, and then there's you. So you run around and these 4 NPCs sort of help. It's not co-op, but they like will be like, oh, go to Buckingham Palace. There's a doctor there who will save
you,
things like that. So
sure,
that's kind of what the deal is, and then you die a lot and whatnot. Though, I was watching gameplay footage of it. It makes me very happy. These zombies are very difficult to kill if you don't have a gun.
Ooh.
Like the lady who was playing it, you get, it looks like a cricket paddle, I think, which is kind of silly. But she was, like, hitting that thing. She hit it, like, 15 times. And then she was like, screw it, I'm taking out my gun. And then she shot it. But she didn't have very much ammo, so she was trying to use the cricket paddle, which I think I might be wrong about this, but...
Well, it's themed.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's Buckingham Palace, and the guards have those silly tall hats, poopy hats. So that made me happy, because it's like, there aren't that many zombies at any one time, but it took, like, 15 shots before she was like, I'm just going to switch over to the gun.
Wow.
But the guns generally kill them in one hit. Generally. Unless it's a police zombie, which are wearing helmets. Then you have to whack them with the cricket paddle till the helmet comes off, and then shoot them.
Right. Oh, yeah, because the head.
Yeah. So anyway, very resilient, and they apparently made it like 3 times longer over the last 6 months, because a lot of people were like, yeah, this will be great as long as it's long, and then they're like, hey, we should make it longer. So now instead of being 8 to 10 hours, they say 25 to 30, which probably means 15 to 20.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing, so.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a lot better than 90% of, like, Left 4 Dead. How long is Left 4 Dead's campaign? Like, 6 hours?
The Noam Chomsky level was an hour? So
yeah, so it's probably
6 hours.
Right, so that's a heck of a lot better than that.
They added some campaigns.
Well, that's cheating because you got to pay for them. Speaking
yes.
of which, this actually segues perfectly. Someone asked Nintendo, or didn't ask, rather. They were doing a Nintendo Direct conference, and they were like, they mentioned that there's still DLC on the way for New Super Mario Bros. 2. Right? Right. Exactly. That's the exact face and noise. And I was like, okay.
I will not be buying that.
Yep, no, I definitely won't be buying it either, but...
I won't judge anyone who does. But.
No, I just find it terribly interesting that they were vehemently against useless DLC.
Yes.
Over, you know, DLC, like, they basically said, we will never withhold content, we will always make the DLC after the game comes out, we will never withhold content deliberately to release it as DLC,
as
like, Mass Effect's done that, and stuff like that.
What was the thing, like, in Oblivion, like, the... Oh, never mind.
There have been games where there's the content's literally on the disc, you don't download it, but you pay, and then it unlocks it from the disc. It might have been, like, Demon's Souls or one of those things.
It's dumb.
Ugh.
Yes, it's really dumb. So, New Super Mario Bros. 2 is going to be getting... Dang, you're so loud with your licking your water. Okay, he doesn't care.
But yeah, that was kind of like how I felt about online. They were just like, oh, we don't think online is that necessary.
And then now this time they're like, oh, online everywhere.
So they're just
kind of with achievements.
You know,
all this poop.
It's just better for business if they take in those.
It
like
is.
Achievements.
You know.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I can turn them off, I don't care. Like, I wouldn't even mind turning it off completely, but as long as I can turn off the notifications, whatever. You can have your silly achievements. Aren't there, like, achievements for getting certain amounts of coins in Super Mario Bros. 2?
It's not necessarily an achievement, but every time, like, you exit a level and you, get 500, like, you got your 500th coin, it's like, you got your 500th coin!
That's exactly what an achievement is.
I mean, it's not...
There's no difference.
But,
well,
no,
it doesn't
log,
like, stamp, like,
yeah.
Or, like, no, like...
It doesn't...
There's not an achievement.
It's just, like, a notification that, you know...
Isn't
like,
that
what
an achievement is?
It's a one-time
no, like,
notification.
Isn't that what an
achievement
is?
Xbox 360, like, they're, like...
It'll say, like, 15 out of 30.
You unlock
like,
them.
It'll say, like, some X out of 60.
So the difference is that saying you did this versus saying you unlocked this, that's the difference between an achievement and not an achievement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a notification and an achievement.
Come on.
No, legit.
Come on. That's the exact thing.
But achievements are like a lot of achievements are like doing silly or like things.
No, they're not. It's like beat the first boss. Achievement.
Well, yeah. Well,
play the first level. Achievement. Die. Achievement.
No, that's because they have to put those in for people.
No, they don't. They could just not put that crap. Like Valve, like shoot a toilet or something like that is in Half-Life 2.
Like
great achievement. I'm fine with that stuff. I prefer that they didn't release the list of achievements before the game came out.
Yeah.
Like I prefer it was always completely secret, or as secret as it can be.
And they leave some of them secret. At least,
really?
I think, like, one or two.
Maybe it's just
five,
the internet
or,
makes it so it's,
yeah.
like, much more easy to,
yeah,
to learn about these things. But, yes, so no. Like, at least, and Metroid Prime 3 did this bug me too, but at least 70% of the achievements I see are, like, beat the game, beat the second level, die 10 times, shoot 5 enemies in the head, shoot 1,000 bullets. It's just like, oh, I'm doing these things anyway. It's actually the same thing as saying you got 500 coins.
It's for people
coins.
Who
no, but,
are sad
yeah.
they don't get achievements. Because they don't
Well,
play.
Achievement should be something you have to try for. That's like saying we
people
should just make the game
try.
Like you don't have to
for
push any buttons to beat it because then people
try.
Will feel bad if they don't beat it because they don't know how to push the buttons. That's the same. Like you just, it have to.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. Achievements are dumb.
No.
I don't care if you like them. I'm just saying it's useless nonsense. That yeah, I think is completely
dumb.
Trivial. Because you know why it's trivial? You know why it's trivial? Because now people for some reason that achievements are like adding more content to a game. Like Mitch talks about this all the time. He's like, oh, it has achievements. That's like more stuff to do. And I'm like, it's not more stuff to do. You can do that stuff.
It's trivial, yes.
Without the achievements.
They are just quantifying.
It just makes you feel like
you
have a goal.
Why can't you? But you know what used to be the goal? Is like, ah, oh, look at that cool thing behind Click Clack Woods. I want to go look there because it's fun to explore. You know what I mean? It used to be not oh, I'm going to go look there because there's points, fake points that I can get.
Right. I don't
want
to say necessarily forces another like mindset upon you, but it definitely
it
like,
does.
It's
like it's the World of Warcraft mindset.
Yeah.
That's all it is, and it's I think it's really dumb.
Upon every game. Even though I don't. Because I don't...
No,
I don't,
I've never,
yeah.
ever... Everyone always tells me, you just don't like achievements because you don't have a 360. I'm like, you know, every game I play that has achievements. Like, all these stupid 3DS games have achievements. That's not 3DS, but whatever. Metroid Prime 3 had achievements, etc. And I've never... I just got annoyed when it popped up in Metroid Prime 3, especially because that's, like, such an immersive game. And it'd be like, boom, you beat this boss. Great. I mean, the dead body's right there. I know I just beat the boss. You don't have to give me a fake point to make me feel good about myself. It's a little pat on the back.
That's true.
You know, game was...
Because after Zelda's bosses, you're just like, ah.
Right, imagine
and
if you were playing Zelda,
little...
you beat Ganondorf and it just goes, bling, achievement unlocked. You
yeah.
I just be like, ah, go away.
Yeah,
and
it's just
like
all
the,
like
all the
nice...
credit music's rolling.
You know,
or like, yeah, people, you want
to
go?
I'm trying to say this. Like, yeah, no, like after Zelda bosses, you just get the little heart piece, you know?
Yeah, and
you're
it's
just like
a much nicer feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that's the achievement, not the points. But that's another discussion, because Zelda bosses are so well designed. That's a whole other discussion.
The second boss in Skyward Sword was very good. Second temple boss.
Ooh,
yes,
yeah,
it was.
The
first
one
was terrible, though.
The
first one was bad.
What was the first one?
Yeah, the first you just fight Gears.
I thought that was good.
Actually, no, I remember that being really fun.
I thought that
was
good.
It
was
really good, like a demonstration of the story.
It got me really hyped up because, I guess I can't talk, and I won't talk because I don't want to.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, because I don't know what the final boss is.
Okay,
I do know
true,
the final boss
true.
Is, but I don't, like, know all of
Yeah, no, it's a lot cooler than I think you probably are guessing it is. It
no.
gets very
I know cool. it's Gear, or
Well, yeah, but what, that's obvious, sort of. It's interesting. You'll see.
Yeah.
It's cool, and it's really stupid, so we'll see. But, so the point is that achievements are dumb, because it's just trivial nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. It's just something to make it so people can make a bad game and go, oh, well, there's achievements, so it's like there's more to do. There's not more to do. It's just stupid. So, that's the same thing. I don't know. We got there from... We're talking about DLC. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play these games. Just give it to him.
I'm going to play the game, dude.
Just give the treat to the dog. Okay, good. Now he's up. Good. All right. Stop this trivial nonsense.
Sorry. I just...
All right. GameStop, this might not be worth talking about, but GameStop is thinking about adding vintage games to its website instead of just, like, new games. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Well, they said they've been stockpiling them.
Yeah.
Like NES games and N64 and Sega CDI or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be neat, but I guess that's not really... Okay, here's something that's interesting. Nintendo Power reports in one of their issues, which is kind of one of their last issues, that Mass Effect 3 is going to run at 1080p, which is a higher resolution than it runs on any other console.
Right.
They're wrong. The developer comes out and says that's incorrect. But the thing I find interesting is that after it said 1080p, a lot of people were like, oh, now I should definitely buy it. Eh. You know, is it really a huge difference between 720 and 1080? Really? Is that really that much to make you go, that is now worth buying? On another note, the graphics in it are terrible compared to the 360 and PS3 version. Like, they're just, I don't know if it's the power of the system or they're just being lazy, but the lighting just is completely uninspired and crappy. It stinks. It's really bad. So Nintendo Power is wrong about that. And here is the Brain Age news. Brain Age, they just announced this randomly during the Nintendo Direct conference. Or, I'm sorry, Twitter, they announced it. Brain Age concentration gate training for the 3DS comes out December 3rd. They just said, oh, by the way, new Brain Age.
Yep.
And if you recall... Brain Age was the thing that got the 3DS, or the original DS, to start selling a lot. It was that game.
That did a very good job of penetrating the market.
I'm considering buying it. I don't know.
I'm going to get it,
we'll
of
see.
Course.
Penetrating the non-gamer market.
That guy!
Are you
trying
to pay $40? Well, it is really cool. I love the idea. Like,
trying to make
and if it's $40, it's going to be even more, like...
Well, the first one was $35. I mean, I love Brain Age and the concept. In fact, Brain Age 2 was in that $5... bin that I was talking about. I should have bought that. It's a cool game.
You know, like, it helped establish the Wii. They wanted to become a cultural fad.
Yes.
More than just a game system.
And that was the thing that
and
old people
did.
Said, ooh,
yeah.
That could help me. And it does. It actually
yeah.
does. Lots of research on that.
And that guy's face in 3D is going to be wonderful.
That's yeah, it won't be in 3D because you'll be holding it sideways. Probably.
Maybe they change it.
I hope they didn't. I like the sideways.
I know, but
it is fun to do that game where it's like blue,
waves.
Green, yellow, green, red. That's a fun game. I do really like Brain Age a lot. So they've announced like three just games, like fairly big games on Twitter over the last like year. Just
Twitter's a nice way to get information out.
Yeah, but couldn't you like hold a press conference or something for like, I don't know, it's just weird to be like, by the way, there's a game. Like, it'd just be like if they announced, like how they announced a 3DS, like in an email, they were like, so, we have this console that's 3D without glasses. In an email. At like 3 in the morning.
Or like if Reggie were to announce Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade Chronicles. I've been playing a lot of Xenoblade Chronicles. I just wanted to say that, Renegade Kid, Mutant Muds Maker and stuff is now an authorized Wii U developer, so that could be a lot of fun if they they finally have a Wii U to play with.
Finally has
a Wii U. Animal Crossing's new name is Animal Crossing Jump Out, which I think is a terrible
name.
That's
a really bad name.
What
it should have just been
mean?
Animal Crossing 3D. Well, it's like jump out of the screen 3D.
But that
so,
means that it's probably coming soon.
But you can actually build like there's new. Like, you can build bridges and wells and things like that, or shops. It's sort of like that sort of deal that's much more in-depth. And you play as, like, a 14-year-old, it seems like, instead of, like, a 6-year-old.
Oh, yay! Nervous Pup Booger will have his own Lost and Found song.
And you can... This is actually I liked about the Wii One is you can make your own clothing.
Yeah.
Which just made me really happy.
My favorite part, you know, was, like, the concerts, though, on the weekends.
Those were... Animal Crossing is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it
for
really
like two
is.
Months,
just like.
And then you get bored.
No, but like, just every time I'm not playing, I'm like, oh man, that's a cool game. Like, just all the little. It's just a
yeah,
game
like
that
the
they
holidays.
Just poop charm out. and that's Animal Crossing. There's not that much to it, but it's just, there's so much, like the stock market, and it's like S-T-A-L-K.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so silly. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness gracious. Is there anything worth noting about Animal Crossing? I don't know, you can build shops and bridges and crap. The coffee man is back. The museum where you got the fossils.
Yeah.
Well, of course that's
and
back.
And the fish. You get fish and then the digging. And you go into someone else's server and you
insects.
Dig holes outside their house so they can't get out.
Yeah. That's what you used to do when you want to play online. You try to block me.
I mean, talk
quickly,
using WeSpeak.
But dig holes.
Talk using WeSpeak. That
was
great.
Awful.
With the WeSpeak that hangs from the ceiling.
Yeah.
That was real last time. Oh, man. I like that game. Maybe I'll probably end up buying it. And that's coming out the first half of 2013, as confirmed. Same with Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon was confirmed for the first half.
Dark Moon?
Yeah, that's the tagline, which is kind of a silly name, but what are you going to do?
Sounds really serious.
Luigi's, the last one had
Dark
a
Moon.
Demon hung Luigi in it.
Yeah, that was
that's
weird.
Really scary.
Like
you've
that.
Seen that.
Yeah.
You're in the attic and the lightning flashes and it's Luigi hung.
Yeah.
That's honestly... Nintendo does a lot of scary things like that, like the Hell Valley people
like
and like all the stuff in Pokemon and
yeah, things like that really scare me. I don't know why.
You know what it feels like doesn't have any of that stuff? New Super Mario Bros. Feels like it has nothing
well,
like
of
that.
Of course
it's,
it doesn't.
Why not?
Because children.
Yeah, but there's lots
no,
of like
no,
weird
not
things
because
in the series. No,
because
Mario Galaxy is for children and it has
not
the
really.
Hell
I don't get that feeling. I really don't. I'm serious. You know why? Stop making a face at me. Stop!
Okay.
You look kind of like the guy in the video that you made with the red, a little bit, the smiling
man.
Oh, yeah.
No, because, like, Mario Galaxy, like, the Wii was, you know, obviously for families, but then with the new Super Mario Bros. And that franchise, stop! With that franchise, it was, like, really...
mature. There's lots of blood.
No, it was just really kiddie-like. It was really childish.
As is Mario Galaxy.
No, but like, no.
I don't see how, like, the little wooden people and, like, the penguins and, like, how is this any, you know what I mean? Like,
I
Mario
know.
64
I know,
is more
like,
for adults than Mario Galaxy isn't, and Mario 64 is clearly for kids as well.
No, I mean,
it's clear that when they developed Mario Galaxy, they said, let's make it so everyone enjoys this. But that's exactly how New Super Mario Bros. Wii feels. Like,
it doesn't
like,
feel like that to me.
Well, I think it does, because I enjoy the heck
well,
out of
it. Well, I enjoy it a lot.
I actually think
but,
I
like,
get more
do you
of
own
it.
That game?
What?
New Super Mario Bros. Wii,
no,
do you,
Mario
you own it?
I do not own it, no.
Okay. Because I can't find my disc, and I've been wanting to play it, but I can't. Oh, no, but Liam's borrowing Mario Galaxy 2 from someone, so I'll play that.
From me?
No, really? I don't think so. He said he got it from someone else. So no, Mario Galaxy is for kids, and I don't understand how someone would say otherwise. I think that's awfully.
No,
it's that's like saying Skyward Sword is not for kids.
Feeling.
Or,
like that
or
it's
anything.
Not quite aimed at
I honestly
kids
think
like
Mario,
New Super Mario Bros. Was.
I think Mario Galaxy is honestly more kiddie than.
It's
New
much
Super
sillier.
Mario.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Because
New Super Mario Bros. Honestly just has like less personality.
Yeah, and like
and
it has equal. It's like saying Sunshine's not made for kids.
Yeah, I mean.
No,
honestly,
that's
is like
what
less,
I was going
to
say.
Sunshine is actually also a little bit less for kids. But
are you maybe thinking that just because they're better games, more adults will enjoy them?
No. Kind of. In that, like, honestly, that's kind of
feeling.
What I felt.
Like,
you know, like there's more gameplay depth. For
but
that
depth.
Like, it's no more difficult for a kid to play Mario Galaxy than it is to play New Super
right.
Mario Bros.
Yes, it is.
No, I've seen kids
yes,
who suck at New Super Mario Bros. Who are good at Mario Galaxy. Like, it's just, it's not...
No.
Did you beat them up?
Yep, I said, you suck at this game, kid.
They're
very good.
Feelings.
Chucked
them.
So I don't know where those feelings come from. I think that's an awfully silly thing. But to each his or her own. How the heck did we get there? Oh, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Okay. News-wise, that's everything I want to talk to you about, except, you know, they were like, they put a countdown on the World Ends With You website.
Yeah.
And they've been hinting at a sequel, and then the countdown ended, and it was like, it's coming to iPhone! And everyone was like, oh, God.
Yes.
It's gotten great reviews
dumb.
So far, but it's just... So they, then
that's
after that, they keep hinting at a sequel like they were before, and I was like, come on, just please just either tell us or don't tell us.
They're probably stalling.
Yeah, like they're probably gauging a response with a team at the ready to make a port for, like, you know, 3DS XL.
No, they're going to do a sequel. They put Neko, the guy from it, in Kingdom Hearts Dream
like
Drop Distance. Yeah. Necco wafers?
Yeah.
You mean Nilla wafers?
No.
No, Necco.
I don't know about Necco wafers.
Isn't that a company?
Yeah, I don't know. Nyko? No, they make race cars.
And they make shoes.
They do. So they keep getting a sequel and people are getting grumpy about it. Okay. Well, that's because it's set. You should play that game. You probably wouldn't like it, but that's how it is. Okay, so let's do a quick segment, a secret segment. Okay. We're going to do Tell Me What the Game is About just from the title.
Okay.
Okay.
I found a game that's good for this. So,
okay.
This week's Tell Me What the Game. I need a quicker title for this.
No, I like that it's long. Tell Me What this game
is
about, which
is
about.
This week's Tell Me What this game is about, with me only telling you the title, is brought to you by nothing.
Depends.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Okay, so the game is Wagamama Girls Mode. What's the game about? And whoever's closer wins a new car.
Wagamama?
I'm leaving out one word because it would make it too obvious.
Girls mode.
Wagamama, girls mode.
I think it has to do with penguins, and it has to do with... Because male penguins will actually be the ones that stay at
home. Wagamama,
Yeah, male penguins are the ones that... I might actually be completely wrong. Like, this actually just might not actually
That's
okay.
be... That's okay. You get to make a guess.
But male penguins
are
the ones that stay...
Publisher?
Yeah.
Developer is SinSofia / Nintendo SPD, which is not Nintendo EAD, it's sort of a subsidiary.
Yeah.
Publisher is Nintendo. Composer is, if you care, Atsuhiro Motoyama.
Yep, so we're on male penguins, are the ones that stay at home. Female penguins are the ones that walk around and regurgitate into the mouths of the children.
Well,
penguins.
Male penguins stay with the eggs.
Yes. Yes, to keep them warm. They sit on
with
top
a
of them.
For a whole long time.
Yeah.
And then the moms, at that time, are going to look for food, and then they meet with the new
and
babies, and they find their mates, and then
okay,
like, oh,
I'll tell you the genre now, see if you get closer. We'll keep narrowing
okay.
down. No,
I was going to say something like a puzzle thing.
Okay, you think Wagamama Girls Mode is a puzzle thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think it's a penguin game.
Right.
So you think it's a puzzle game. What genre is your penguin game?
Arcadey.
It's a simulation game.
Okay.
Is the genre. Do you have any other guesses beyond that?
Now is it a dating game?
You're getting warmer.
But for girls, like the first ever, like not, what's it called?
No, it's not that. It's, you're getting closer just in the style of game it is.
Yeah.
Is it like
anime style?
Where you play as a girl and you do all that stuff, like, you know, go shopping.
You're very close.
This is for an English class. No, okay, but, yeah.
Get off the field, please.
I'm guessing that it's just, that's my guess, though. It's just,
like, kind of like
Love
Plus
but
for high
girls.
School.
Yes, you're the closest, and you helped get close. So the English name of it is Nintendo Presents Style Boutique, and the genre is simulation of fashion. So it's, you just shop and make clothes. And it's only in Japan, so that's what that game is. Good job, bro. Very nice.
Yay! I get a card.
No, you have to get it exactly. You have to be able to tell me the exact Wikipedia.
So you're shaking like 14% of a card, though.
Yeah, so I'll give you a wheel. I'll give you a deflated wheel and a...
at least
door
a muffler.
A door handle.
You can't go anywhere without the muffler.
You can whack someone with a muffler. Okay, now let's move on to a final thing. It's our list for this week. So I just abandoned the whole top 10 list thing. We're just doing lists. So the reason I came up with this list is, so I was wandering around Metacon, as I was talking about.
Metacon, how I miss ye already.
It was pretty nice.
It wasn't actually that great.
When you go every day and you actually like attend a lot of panels and stuff, it's just much, much better. Okay, so I was walking around, I saw a lot of Mario cosplayers and other cosplayers who were old and young and middle-aged and all these great things. Some were 90s, some were 80s, some were 70s, most of them were 80s. That'd be a fun convention. And so I thought to myself, what a wonderful world, and how old are these characters actually? And I almost ran around and started bugging people at the convention about it, but I just never did, so... I thought that would be humorous. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and try and come to a consensus on how old certain Nintendo characters are. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I can. All right. First character on the list, easy one, Mario. How old is Mario?
40.
Mario is 33.
Okay. Now I have a question for you. How old is Peach?
25.
Peach is definitely younger than Mario.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but is she's like 27.
Okay, so say
almost 30. I could see that. She's,
yeah, like she doesn't seem girlish at all. She seems like very actually.
She wears a dress and has like long flowing.
I don't mean like girlish like that. I mean like this girlish.
Oh, like young girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario doesn't seem young boyish very much.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now tell me, how old is Toad?
Toad
was
like 50.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, he's like one of those helper people to Peach.
Like, he's like really experienced, but he's not, yeah, I don't know, he's just like, he's like kind of like Annie Milonakis a little bit. But like,
so you're going to tell me that a 27-year-old hangs out with a 40-year-old man.
No, that doesn't hang out. It's like the royal assistant, you know?
Yeah.
No, but you're telling me... No,
like the
vizier
or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so how old is, like, Grandpa Toad then?
100. No, you don't know how long Toad's still alive.
All right, well, I'm talking in human years. You know how there's, like, dog years and stuff? We're talking in human years. Like, how close are they to death if death is, like, 88?
Well, Toad's not close, but Grandpa Toad is.
So we're going to say Grandpa Toad's like 100 human years, and regular Toad's 50.
Yeah.
And Mario, so we're saying that Peach, this 27-year-old single princess who has her own castle,
yeah, right,
hangs out with a 40-year-old plumber, a 50-year-old toad man, and then a 100-year-old toad grandma.
And
yeah,
like a 38 or 39-year-old plumber.
Yeah, plumber,
yeah,
brother.
No,
yeah.
No, I think that makes sense. Like, I think Toad is the little cast, like the little, you know... The little man.
So
yeah,
the guy with the boy voice, the tiny little,
yeah,
young,
no,
man.
No,
voice,
that also like that's
castle,
part of it. Yes.
Like, as Andy Milonakis.
He's like,
okay.
He's like
so
an altar boy. He's like an altar boy, but like an, you know, an
maybe
old
he's
man.
A rope. Altar boys don't grow to be 50. They don't stay altar boys till they're 50. Maybe some of them do. I don't know. But I just want to clarify this. So you're laying out the scenario where the 40-year-old plumber,
yeah,
is rescuing a 27-year-old princess who owns her own castle while hanging out with a 50-year-old Andy Milonakis syndrome toad man who has a 100-year-old toad grandpa who also has Andy Milonakis syndrome?
No, he's just like kind of old and like,
so toad is a special
shrink.
One.
No, he's not like,
because there's a lot of ones.
He's like
Andy Milonakis,
he's like
syndrome,
generally that size, but he's also just like a little bit shorter than,
okay,
like,
I think either toad's 50 or like 35.
I was gonna say like 8, but then I was like, no, he's not 8.
He's definitely like 50. Yeah.
Wow.
No, the first thing that came to my mind was that he was like 50, like, cause like,
yeah,
he's like one of those like.
He just seems like very experienced. Yeah,
the
vizier.
You know, like that,
yeah,
has been friends with
like
the
parents
queen,
and like knows a lot and like, I'll,
yeah,
take care of your daughter.
Like Alfred is to Batman.
Yes, precisely.
So, I'm just going to write these down, just so I can post them on the site so people can read them if they don't care about the podcast. Okay, so Mario's 40, Toad is 50, Peach is 27, and Grandpa Toad is 100.
Yeah.
Okay, next series, since I guess we're talking just various things about the series.
Yep.
Link. How old is Link in, let's say, the Wind Waker era?
10.
15.
10 and 15, okay. Now let's, so Tetra, how old's Tetra? She owns a ship, she's captain of a ship.
Yeah.
Right? Let's,
yeah,
think about this.
She's just one
she's
of those pirate
princess
kids.
No, she's like 21.
she's captain of a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Those pirates,
but,
are definitely,
but
like
she commands
40.
Them. Yeah, she commands
them. Yeah, I know,
them,
but it's one of those things,
a
you know, like.
A doesn't command a bunch of 30 and 40 year olds.
But she commands
pirates.
Them,
yes,
like, with authority, like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she's one of those kids who was grown up as a pirate, and like her parents were the captain of the ship, but they died,
and
then
she became like the inherent captain of the ship at age 10.
Yeah,
like King Tut,
and she can do all of the things that she can do at age 10.
Yeah,
and Link,
and I think
10.
Link's little sister is like 6.
Yeah, it seems like Link's little sister's 6,
and he's 10. And
I would put Link at like 12, but that does seem so. If you think of a 12-year-old human, they're not that smart. But I, yeah, obviously,
no, Link is
okay. So if Link. In
which
Wind
is
Waker.
Definitely not. She's definitely
okay.
Like,
maybe 11 or 12, and then Tetra's 11 or 12.
Like, Tetra's definitely not out of college. Like, we can all agree
on
that.
No, she's not. Yeah, she's,
yeah,
little. I think they're very young.
I'm honestly kind of leaning towards Jack with like the older, like at least 19 sort of Tetra.
Yeah, 19.
But
19,
then
I
it's
guess.
Like Link is probably that old too. Then
Yeah, like I said, like 15.
No.
Like,
I disagree.
Well, no, but he is doing his like come of age scenario.
Exactly.
Right? Most of it only happens like 15, like Quinceañera is having his kid.
What was that movie?
Link's Quinceañera. Yeah, it was a
good movie.
No, bar mitzvahs happen when you're 13.
Right.
Well,
he's at least 13.
He's at least 13.
I'm thinking 11.
I'm gonna have to go with Jack on this one. He's probably like 16.
No. No.
I think he's like 16.
Well, no.
I'll say 16 too, yeah. And then Tetra, I'll go with 19, 20, 21.
No, because then it's not as charming to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know, but
that's
honestly,
why we think about these, just to make us feel weird. It's
like
thinking
SpongeBob.
That SpongeBob is 30. Like, it's just, I'm doing it because it makes me feel
But they
feel
actually
fun.
Said he is 30, right?
I don't know.
He is.
Squidward Suicide, who knows?
Squidward Suicide.
It
reminded me of
a
Mellow Mart. Background music.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is grandma?
Like
70s.
90.
Probably
so
70s.
Granny, I said gammy. Like.
No, 90. She's very old.
Yeah, just 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay,
and
so
today.
And today!
Okay.
No, now it's
this,
80s,
yeah.
90s, 2000.
This one might be
I know.
Let's say Ganondorf. Is he just like eternal, essentially, is how Ganondorf
Ganon
functions?
Is just,
probably,
yeah, he just materializes himself.
But if he was like a human man, he'd probably be like 50,
so like, we'll 60. Say Ganondorf and Ocarina of Time?
Sure. Well, no, there's actually, Ganondorf himself is a physical man, actually,
yes.
And you can trace him
yes.
from one to the
yeah,
next.
Yeah, no, Ganon is a deity, so he's
yes,
he's
eternal. Is there any other Zelda characters you'd want to go over? How about Mallow?
8.
He looks more like a baby. He looks like he's 4.
Oh, yeah, okay. I forget which one that
is. Mallow's the guy who's like the baby who owns the store.
Yeah, see? See?
So clearly things are a little bit screwed up. Yes, okay.
Tetra
yeah.
is probably
that's
like
true.
A 10-year-old pirate girl with a ship.
These are different games, though.
I totally...
Exactly.
I totally
no,
could
exactly.
see that legitimately.
The
like,
little child in Twilight Princess owns
fine.
A ship.
Like that kind of like...
Or owns a shop.
That kind of
but
like...
But then in the kiddish, cartoonish...
I'm saying they're both 12, then. I'm up from a 12. It's the highest I'll go. No higher, Bob. $1.
So wait, now you're saying Link and Zelda from Link are 12?
Yeah,
yes.
I guess.
I could see that. I mean, like that little, like that girl, like thinks she knows everything. You know.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
12.
Yes.
What about the King of Hyrule? That's easy. Okay. Now here's one then. Link from that other game we're talking about, Phantom Train, Phantom Choo Choo.
Oh no!
It's a different Link.
It's a different Link.
I've wiped the game out of my mind, so...
I don't
Do you think
really
he's also 12? Is he just a lonely train conductor at 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems a bit younger. Maybe
yeah,
like 2 years younger
really
than the Wind Waker one.
So a 10-year-old train conductor.
Yes, because...
That seems awfully silly, because that's like a work...
I'd
he
say,
is a special boy, okay? He is... All right.
No, that's fine. We'll put that down. I might.
He's a
there.
Special boy K, and boys don't try special K.
Big boys don't cry. Bigboys.com. All right. okay. Star Fox characters. This one will be interesting. Fox McCloud. How old's Fox?
That's a good one.
22.
No, he's a veteran. You know what I mean? He definitely has that veteran type 30? Feel. Yeah, in his 30s. 36.
He's
can't
young.
Be that old. I was honestly going to say like 28 or 26.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking like Han Solo.
I think he's a bit more
like
brown.
Luke,
yeah.
I was thinking like Luke
that's
Skywalker.
That's what I was thinking.
Falco was like Han Solo.
Yeah. That's
he's like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Do you think Falco is older than Falco?
No, Falco's older.
You think Falco's
older?
What I think of, which is really weird, I think of Nemo and I think of that blue fish that like has scars. No, it's really stupid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But you know,
mean.
Like the
no,
little
not
guy.
Nemo, though. I think
but you know,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Nemo's the one in it. But the little guy, and then the one who's a little bit
like
older and wiser.
Yeah,
you
actually,
know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Fox. I honestly,
I'm
gonna say.
I'm probably wrong.
What do you think? Like
26.
Not 22. Yeah, like
28.
26.
So closer
28.
To 30.
I think 26.
27. Oops, I meant 28 equals 7. That's not true. I say Falco is like 35.
Yeah.
Peppy's in his 40s.
No, Peppy's...
No, he was part of the last generation. He was part of the last generation.
Yeah, he grew up with Fox's dad.
He's like Toad.
He's
like Toad.
Yeah,
he's
like,
did you know that Fox's daddy screamed real good before he died?
Yeah.
I think he's like 60.
I don't think he's 60.
No, he wouldn't be flying
he's,
around.
He's
40. No, I think he would because he's like...
40.
Because he's
Fox
like an old man.
We'll say 40.
He's like...
Watch out there, Fox. No, he's like 48.
46.
Isn't he the one who talks like, Fox? Like, watch out there.
Stupid games.
Thing roll.
Give me my egg roll
back.
Yeah.
No, I think he's like 60.
No, he was 60.
I know Jacques Cousteau was a pilot when he was 60.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, he's like 80. Yeah, but he didn't do anything. This is how he fought.
That's true. No, there are the old ones, like Bill and Left 4 Dead.
I said peppy hair, but I said like hair.
Yeah.
I just came like a bunch of silly pictures of just like hair.
Yeah, you can easily do
that. Oops. Okay, peppy hair. Okay, no, that's different peppy. This is peppy. Oh, that's tiny little picture.
No, he's like 60.
And that's a scary picture of peppy.
Okay, no, put
that's
that
the podcast
in. Yeah, that'll be the podcast. Yeah. That's the podcast picture.
Okay, so here's Peppy and Slippy.
That's actually really scary.
Let's see. This happens. Yeah, check just to make sure.
Yep.
It's fine. All right.
I legitimately think he's like 60.
You really think this is a 60-year-old guy?
Yeah.
No,
I do.
He's just,
or 48.
He's,
I got 48.
He's experienced, yeah.
No.
I play more Star Fox games.
Okay, maybe 50.
Let's think about
64.
This. Yeah. let's think of this, about this. Fox's family. Do you think it was kind of the situation where he got married young, joined the army, you know, his wife kind of got pregnant?
James, you mean?
Yeah, James. His wife kind of got pregnant before he left, you know. No, like you know, just like kind
of. No, I legitimately think it's like those wartime guys who are still in it.
Was,
like, Peppy is one of those,
yeah.
Like.
No, yeah.
No.
I just think you're going a little bit too far when you say he's 60. You know?
No, I think he's 60. That's my guess.
Is he older than James?
I think they were best friends.
I think he might be like 4 years
friends.
Older than James.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that would.
Well, he's as old as Pigma, and James and him. So I would say Pigma. I'd say Pigma's probably 50. No, Pigma seems like 45.
No.
I had a Pigma.
Oh, older. I think
yeah,
you're underestimating.
I'm
going to
say 50 is the highest level of Peppy. That's all I can
we'll say
50,
yeah, that's fine.
All right, and then Slippy,
I
6,
feel Slippy
7.
No, I feel like it's
like
the
Anakin,
16-year-old.
Yeah. He's like Anakin.
No, he's got to be at least 18.
No, he's got his college graduate. Like, he graduated from college because he knows like
he's
that.
He's like a student.
No, I think he's one of those like young kids who's like the 16-year-old. Like, I'm a rookie.
Then he's at least 20.
No,
you can't fly.
No.
But he doesn't
seem. He's
not
part
seem
of the
like,
most elite squadron force
fine.
Of fighters.
No, he's one of those prodigies.
But he also, you know, he doesn't seem
like
a prodigy.
Idiot.
Yeah,
he's a 16-year-old person who can drive pretty well.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he doesn't seem like you know
fine,
smart in one area, but 18. Not smart. He just seems like
20.
18.
19.
I'll say
23. I'll go on this, Bob.
Come on, give me at least 5 of those lines.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
I don't know what that is, but I just come on. Will you please like just bring me up to 19?
When
or at least how about
3?
A freshman, yeah.
Okay, how about like 3 prairie lions or whatever that card is called that I got from Thomas Jackson.
Savannah lions,
yeah.
3 Savannah lions. No, we'll go 4 Savannah lions.
Yeah, I got 4 for $12 or 4.
No,
for
you got 3 for.
3
no,
for
I'm
11.
Going with
that.
18.
19 is
18.
The close. I'm going.
I
he's not fresh out of high school.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's not.
Yes,
he feels fresh out of college.
Wait. I can prove that he's not. So let's say.
No, but this is. Yeah, we're not
no.
trying to like.
No, not prove. But I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Slippy.
Skippy.
I think.
You typed in Skippy.
Skippy peanut butter. Okay, so Slippy.
I don't really like that we've kept up like a Blink-182 reference like in each podcast now. We need to talk about Mark Hoppus.
Yeah.
Wow, he's weird looking. Holy crap, no, he's not 16. Look at that dude.
Yeah, look at that!
actually, yeah, he has a baseball cap.
See?
That's
no.
a pretty youngster. That's a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah,
type
that
thing.
Is. Like that.
But,
right now.
Okay, Slippy in the original Star Fox.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me how old was he in the original Star Fox then?
Look at him, he has a baseball cap!
Yeah, but how old was he in the original Star Fox?
16.
That definitely does.
Okay,
this
Star Fox 64 takes place after the original Star Fox, right?
Yeah.
So he was 16 in this? Really? Does
he
look,
was
he's,
12.
He's already has gray skin.
He's 12.
He's like 80.
He's 12.
He's 12.
Why would an 80-year-old be wearing a baseball cap
no,
like that?
Why would a 12-year-old be fighting the most
he
elite?
Might
no, he's a
play.
Prodigy for
no,
his
he's not.
For
played
his
the
age.
Game.
Like,
for his age.
Like in the Cowboy episode Wild Horses, he's kind of like the kid who's a fan of the Blue Sox.
All right, 18.
For all you,
that's the best thing to do
anyone,
for Star Wars 64.
Yeah.
I'm sure so.
Oh, God.
19.
That's how I feel like that guy. All right,
18. That's the best I'll do on Slippy. Do Do we want to, like, Wolf, I'm guessing, is also, like, 30.
Wolf is,
like,
40s. 39.
Wolf was probably in the era of James, actually. Yeah, James.
I do think that Pepe is older than James, though. Probably, so.
Yes, I'd probably agree there. Okay, Andros is kind of irrelevant. He's just sort of
he's
like a weird monkey man.
Yeah.
he
is.
Crystal.
How's
Crystal?
I don't know. Are we delving that far into the Starfleet?
As far as I'm going. I was going Crystal, just because she's relevant.
30s, early 30s, late 20s. 29.
So we'll say 29 for Crystal, which means that by that time Fox was like 30, so that'll make sense. That all is accounted for. Okay. Man, this is going to go a long time, so let's not go too far into these. Let's talk about Samus. Give me a Samus age.
25.
31. I'm kind of, like 30, basically.
26.
She's been on a bit of it. She's been
29.
28.
I'm going in between you two. It's 29.
No, 27. No. She's younger than that.
Yeah, maybe. 28, I guess. We'll go 28. That's fine. Okay. Ash's mom.
39.
Sure, Ash's mom.
43.
Well, she gave birth to Ash, and Ash is, what, 10 when he leaves on his Pokemon
tree?
I guess that sort of tells us how skewed the Nintendo ages are.
I think she's, like, 39.
Yeah, she's probably not that old.
She's minimum in her 30s. She's not in her teens.
She doesn't have a job, because all the men died in the Great War.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's
I still,
stuff.
Yeah, I kind of
want to
delve
stuff.
Into that.
Yeah, it's cool. You should. Pit. How old's Pit?
Wait, we're not going into Pokemon?
That's
Professor
Oak? That's kind of a deity, type thing.
Professor
Oak.
No, he's not. He's just an angel that she sent down.
Pit is like 15.
Yeah,
14,
he's
15.
Actually, like, straight up.
Yeah, like 16.
Yeah.
Tom Nook. Is he omniscient?
That's the thing.
If he wasn't like a grouchy...
He kind of feels like the,
That guy, he kind of feels like the Happy Mask Salesman?
Yeah.
I was a Happy Mask Salesman. Infinite. He's omniscient.
Like, I can't even
he's
put a
Maynard
number
Keenan.
To him.
I'm going to put that in there. Happy Mask Salesman. Omniscient. Happy Mask.
Well, are you talking about omnipotent? Or just
I thought omniscient.
No, omniscient's like, yeah, all... Like, yeah.
Oh, well, he's omnipresent. Or whatever.
Omnipresent is...
Alright, I don't care about words.
Yeah.
So, Tom Nook.
Omnitheater.
Alright. Amphitheater.
Yeah, just say
amphitheater. Who else are we going through? Wario.
Oh.
How's Wario? Wario's 40.
He's kind of
he's
immature.
He's like 45.
Yeah, he's the older brother. He's like still he's kind of like Don Vito.
Yeah, he's still like
he's
the poop
evil
joke
cousin.
Yeah. he's like
that.
he's that guy at, like all the family barbecues.
Yeah,
like,
that gross guy. Yeah.
Yep. That's Wario.
Waluigi, don't forget about Waluigi.
Sure, how old's he? 10.
Waluigi.
I don't know.
He's
probably like 44. I don't know. Who cares?
Okay, how about this
I
one?
Care.
How
I'm
old
Luigi.
Is Captain Olimar?
That's tough.
He seems like an experienced
like
astronaut.
I would say like 40. 40s.
That's what I was thinking
really?
Too. Like
yeah.
like kind of like a. He's kind of like balding, you know.
Yeah.
He's actually completely bald.
Well, no, I know he's bald.
If he has
like
those ears, he's just like you know. Yeah, 40-year-old man. He's 40, like one of those quirky old guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. He crashed on a planet and was able to survive.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, so 40.
Yeah, 42. Actually, like 40, 42, yeah, 43, 42.
42.
Actually, 42. That's a good one.
Okay, a couple more. Captain Falcon. He's
35.
Kind of easy. Yeah, 35.
I don't know.
Cool enough. I might not even put that in there. Snake from Metal Gear Solid 4.
68.
I'm gonna say
70.
They might actually
95.
Just have they probably just have a list of
they probably do, I don't care. Yeah, I'll just say 95. Just
95.
I'll make Mitch from that.
Yeah, I'll go then.
And then lastly, you wanna do Chun Li.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
that one
yeah. Okay, any other ones you wanna add?
No.
Is that all the people wanna add to our list of ages? I'm never gonna think of these characters in the same way ever again.
Kirby.
That was the goal. We were trying to make all of you listeners never be able to think of them in the
oh,
same
Kirby.
Manner.
It's kind of hard
again,
to tell.
Yeah, that's just kind of...
It could be anything.
Yeah.
I think he...
There's no, like, age indication,
like
really.
20.
Yeah,
sure.
It's too far away from the, you
yeah.
know... Work.
I'm also SpongeBob.
You
can kind of guess because SpongeBob
yeah,
has,
no,
like, a real
yeah.
job
yeah.
and stuff, so... Kirby, it's like, what are you doing? Any other characters you want to throw in there?
Bowser.
That's another one of those things. Like, how do you know? I can't think of anyone offhand.
The guy from Brady Age.
Oh!
He's a real person, you know. We can just look it up.
Yeah.
All right, let's take guesses. This will be the end one. Dr. Kawashima. You know, that was like 7 million.
Kawashima.
He's 61. John Cena.
Kawashima.
John Cena.
All right. Everybody guess.
I think he is...
Can I see a real picture of him?
Yeah.
So I have to try and gauge. All right. Oh, wow.
What? Is he, like, really strong or something? Like, he's really buff?
Or really old?
Well, there's a buff guy in here, but no. Okay, let's find a good picture of him. Wait, no, that's not him. Oops. That's a Japanese goalkeeper for something. Oh, there he is.
Oopsie.
Okay. So here's the latest picture of him from the 3DS version. That's real. So, how old do you think he is?
56.
Alright, 56.
How old is the final boss from Game Boy Camera?
That's too scary to talk about. Man, it doesn't have his age here. It just has, like, the day he was born, so I have to count.
Well, it has the year, right?
Yeah.
What year was it? What year was it?
No, because you guys have to guess. What did you guess?
56.
I said, like, 61.
56. 61. Okay. He is 53. No, it's Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
Should have guessed $1, Bob. And that's everything. That was nice. I like that a lot. Everybody, be safe.
Have a good day.
Gravity still applies, even if you're something. And
unless you're using a teeter chair.
Unless you're using a teeter chair, in which case you reverse gravity. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.